From the newsroom, I'm Lou Abear with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. More violence in the state prisons. This time, two men serving life sentences in Northern California are suspected of killing their cellmates over the weekend. One murder happening at Folsom Prison in Sacramento, the other at High Desert State Prison in Susanville. In both cases, inmates were found dead in their cells on Saturday. Their cellmates believed to be the prime suspects. That investigation now underway. California making it easier for school districts to hire teachers and other employees as COVID-triggered staffing shortages continue to be a big problem at many schools. Governor Newsom signing an executive order to allow schools more flexibility in staffing decisions, like giving additional hours to substitute teachers or rehiring recent retirees for short stints. The order will expire at the end of March. California Democrats are working to create a universal health care system in the state. That proposal now being talked about in Sacramento is still in a legislative embryo stage. Having just cleared one legislative committee, it still has to endure many more hearings and critics and lobbyists who are opposed to the concept. First step to eliminate the private health plans to make way for a universal government-run plan that would guarantee coverage for everyone. In yesterday's hearing, some Democrats unleashed a volley of vitriol at the healthcare industry, claiming they put profits ahead of people. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies arrest a Myers flat man, the result of an ongoing probe into the theft of gasoline and tools from a Humboldt County Roads facility in southern Humboldt. Maxwell Elliott, age 26, identified as a primary suspect after being caught on surveillance footage on numerous occasions forcing entry into the property. He's believed to have stolen over 900 gallons of gasoline and miscellaneous tools from that facility over the course of a month. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.